Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Summertime.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Here's your cure for the summertime blues. A brand new episode of Noodle Loaf. So pour yourself some lemonade, put on a straw hat, and draw a mustache on a baby. Because the show is about to begin. Cue the choir.
Hold up. Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week is Ari, and she and her brother Spencer are from Kelowna, British Columbia. And a fun fact about Kelowna is not only is it a town in Canada, but it is also a fun way to pronounce the word clown. So try that next time you want to spice up your afternoon. Take it away, Ari.
La la la.
Here's how you play Rhyme Time. I'll put on a beat and then say a word. All you have to do is say a word that rhymes with the one that I said. So, for example, if I say cloud, you could say proud or plowed or crowd. Try to say it to the beat of the song if you can. One, two, ready, and dollar. Euro. Yen. Franc. Rand. Pound. Trade rhymes like currencies for cash flow. Next verse starts soon. Ready? Go. Ounce. Liter. Ton. Mile. Gram. Pound. Rhyming measurements just for pleasurement. That's not a word and neither is treasurement. Hug. Shake. Wave. Kiss. Bow. Pound. Kinds of greetings pound keeps repeating. Next verse starts after this here lead-in. Pet. Thump. Pat. Slap. Stomp. Pound. There it is again, round after round. Why does every verse have to end with pound? Cabinet. Palace. Empire. Wheelbarrow. Powder. Pound. What's with all the pound? It's messing up my groove. Better quit now, cause it's
time to move. It's time to move. Time to move. It's time to move.
Now you will pretend that you are a robot. A robot with two settings. One setting is that whenever you hear music, you dance your best robot dance. The other setting is that whenever the music stops, you automatically turn into the thing that I say. To review, when you hear the music, you do your best robot dance, and when the music stops, you make your body look like the thing that I say. Are you ready, robot dancers?
One, two, ready.
Dance! Dance, robot, dance! Now you are a waffle. Portal. Dance. Dance, robot, dance. Now you are an ice cream cone. Number 3. Dance. Dance, robot, dance. Now you are grass. Dance. Dance, robot, dance. Now you are a cloud.
This is for the grown-ups.
Hey, grown-ups. Noodleloaf has a Patreon page where show supporters get access to bonus content, including links to secret Spotify mixtapes for Noodleloaf listeners made by me to spice up whatever road trips may come your way. Check it out, why don't you? The link is in the show notes. Today's Echo Song is all about the period in someone's life when they would like to be able to cook, but haven't quite figured out how to do it just yet. This is an echo song, so your job is to sing what I sing after I sing it.
I can cook.
I can cook.
Cook I can.
Cook I can.
Drop an egg.
Drop an egg.
In my pan.
I can cook.
Cook I do.
Cook I do.
Get some flour.
Get some flour.
On my shoe.
On my shoe.
I can cook.
I can cook.
Cook I will.
Cook I will.
A little oil.
A little oil.
A lot of spill.
A lot of spill.
I can cook.
I can cook.
Cook it all.
Cook it all.
What's in my hair?
What's in
might be soft.
Might be soft.
I can cook.
I can cook.
Cook for you.
Cook for you.
My hair might have.
My hair might
some pepper too.
Some pepper too.
I can cook.
I can cook.
Cook I better.
Cook I better.
Got some butter.
Got some butter.
On my sweater.
On my sweater.
Oh, sweetie. I love that you're trying to cook all by yourself, but let's do it together, so I can teach you everything I know. Then someday you won't need my help anymore.
I can't cook.
I can't cook.
I'm still learning.
I'm still learning.
Check the oven.
Check the oven.
Something's burning.
Something's burning.
I can't cook.
I can't cook.
Not just yet.
Not just yet.
If you show me,
if you show me,
I won't forget. I will cook.
I will cook.
Someday, someday.
Someday, someday.
Someday, someday.
Someday, someday.
I will cook.
I will cook.
Someday, someday.
Someday,
someday. Someday, someday. I will cook.
I will cook.
Someday, someday.
Finish the pattern. Finish the pattern pattern. Finish the pattern. Finish the pattern pattern.
To play Finish the Pattern, all you need to do is finish the pattern. You'll hear a pattern 3 times, but the 3rd time, the last sound will be left out. Your job is to finish the pattern by making that sound with your mouth voice. First pattern, go. If you went, then you finished the pattern correctly and are off to a great start. Next pattern, go. If you went, then you are correct, because is the correct answer. Next pattern, go. If you made this sound, then you finished the pattern correctly. Hey, have you noticed that every sound in today's edition of Finish the Pattern can be made with your own mouth? It's like there's a little drum set right there underneath your nose, and it can make funky sounds anytime you want. Let's do one more. Next pattern, go. Dibbida-dibbida, that's how you do it. That was perfect. All right, now let's take all these sounds that we can make with our mouths and turn them into a funky groove that we can jam along to. Are you guys ready to?
Jam along, jam along, jam along.
To play jam along, all you need to do is use your body or something nearby to play a funky groove. You can pat your legs, clap your hands, drum on a table, shake a jar of dried garbanzo beans, whatever you have nearby, as long as the groove that you play is funky. You could even use some of the sounds that you made during Finish the Pattern. Are you ready to jam along? Now let's go. That's our show. Special thanks to our latest Patreon patrons, Barry, Loretta, Will, and Espen. And Will, thank you for this amazing guided doodle of a creature eating a broccoli. I love it. And of course, thanks to Joni and Shiloh for being so much fun. We're going to be traveling and playing outside a bunch this summer, so expect to see some fan favorite episodes instead of new episodes being posted over the next few weeks. And please help support the show in any way you can, so when new episodes resume, we can come back bigger and loafier than ever. Links on ways to do that are in the show notes. Today's show was made by me, Dan Sachs.